quality mix of music from then and now, 92.9 The Mountain. That's John Mayer's Waiting on the World to Change from Continuum. Jenny and Blake joining you this morning. Good morning.
7:46, 59 degrees, warm up to 93. Might break a record high today.
So it's not just Jenny and Blake at this point by any means. Brandi Carlile's with us.
And she's live in my studio in Austin.
Yep, hello.
And Dawn and John here with MovieNightTrafficLight.com are in my studio. So we have just a big, happy family over the radio waves.
It's quite a party, isn't it?
It is an absolute party.
I always wanted to party with Brandi Carlile. This is awesome.
I know you did.
Even though she's 1,000 miles away.
Be careful what you wish for.
So Dawn and John are, of course, are joining us for a movie review. And tell us a little bit about the film that you guys are, what are we talking about today?
I actually had a really good feeling about the movie coming out this week. Just wishful thinking, or perhaps Premonition.
Yeah, the movie's called Premonition, and it does star Sandra Bullock, of course, and also Julian McMahon. You know, he's the star on Nip Tuck, and if you don't remember him from Nip Tuck, of course, he was Phoebe's boyfriend on Charmed, which is a show.
You're dating yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, and probably one of the worst things that could ever happen in life, suddenly Sandra, out of nowhere, out of the blue, is told that her husband's been killed in a car accident. And if that wasn't enough to rock her whole entire world, she wakes up the next morning to find him fine and alive and no problems, except for that it's several days earlier.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. And now every night she goes to sleep and wakes up and it's a different day, and either it's before he's been killed or after he's been killed. And here is a clip where she's talking to a therapist to try to figure all this out.
I wake up and he's dead. I wake up and he's alive. Different things around me all the time that I can't explain. Things that I've done. People talking to me. People who know me, but I have never met.
People like me?
Yes.
Obviously, you're dealing with some inconsistencies.
Oh, yeah. I wake up every morning to find my husband has died again. I think that goes just a little beyond inconsistent.
Yeah.
Isn't that normal, though, for a spouse to wish their spouse is dead once in a while? I mean, just to wish that, though. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, tell everybody.
Now we know why Blake's never been married.
I was going to say.
Brandi, whatever.
It is funny that you say that, Blake, because now that Sandra knows what the future holds, she has to figure out a way to change it, or if she wants to change it.
Oh. What you should do in between is get a bigger life insurance policy so when it does happen.
Oh, man, you've seen the movie. You're blowing it, Blake.
She just told the end.
Now, I got to tell you this. Sandra Bullock is just like Brandi Carlile. Got the looks and the talent. Ooh. And I'm not just saying that in case you pull a Mandy Moore on me, Jenny, and have Sandra sitting here 2 weeks from now. She's great. Lots of great, really strong acting in this, and I'm a huge fan of the time travel thing. But, you know, time travel, a little bit tricky. If I were to go back in time and say, shoot my grandfather for whatever reason, well, then I'm never born. And if I'm never born, then how'd I shoot my grandfather? And I think the movie really struggles with that concept. There's a lot of timeline inconsistencies in this. And even more frustrating for me, I think the drama is really all around Sandra Bullock kind of coping with the emotions and how living her days in out of order kind of changes her perspective on things. So it's really a lot like a pretty decent Lifetime Channel chick flick, more than it is like a mind-blowing science fiction thriller. Like,
yeah, but she's hot, though. Yeah.
She is. She's very hot.
She's beautiful. And Sandra Bullock's one of those actresses that I just think you have respect for as the choices that she makes in her movies. Were you at all surprised that she was in Premonition? Or?
No, not at all. In fact, I guess this is the kind of thing she likes to do. She kind of likes the more European flair than the actual, you know, romantic comedy stuff that she's done. She likes this better.
Yeah, this is actually exactly like her movie The Lake House a year ago, which was a thing with time travel, but it was really about her dealing with her emotions. So.
But she has a lot better hair in this movie. She went long. I like her in her long hair.
Very important, of course.
And not to give anything away at the end of this movie, but it is a little anticlimactic.
Okay, so okay. I'm not going to say anything.
Just like the Lifetime Channel. If you like that stuff, you'll be into it.
All right, what's next?
Well, actually, in our Movie Night Traffic Light, we are rating Premonition a yellow.
Oh, okay.
And that is the big movie coming out in theaters. There are a couple others we didn't check out, but they are called, one it says, I Think I Love My Wife, and that's a Chris Rock movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That might be pretty funny.
I don't know. And Starter for 10, starring James McAvoy, and he's the guy that co-starred with Forest Whitaker in The Last King of Scotland.
So, okay.
Yeah.
And so what's going on next week with our movie
Well,
night
next
traffic
week,
light?
Okay, here you go. This is going to be one of your favorite movies, Jenny. Shooter.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Jenny
is he
her.
Playing another cop again?
Well, he's a shooter.
Okay.
All right. I think they hire him as an assassin,
yeah,
and they kind of set him
is.
Up. So,
what's the last movie you saw, Brandi? Do you get to see movies a lot?
Yeah, actually, I go see him when I'm home. The last movie I saw was the worst movie I've ever seen.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay.
It was called the Number 23.
We hated it.
And if you think of it as a comedy, it's really quite good, but it's not supposed to be comedic at all.
Exactly.
We thought Jim Carrey was fantastic in it, but it was, you know, a horrible story. And
who's one of your favorite actors? Who do you like?
I love Meryl Streep.
Okay, yeah. She's actually, is she in a movie this year?
She was up for The Devil Wears Prada, but I haven't seen her. I don't know that she's in anything really new that's coming out.
Not yet this year.
Okay, well, we have Brandi Carlile with us. She's joining Blake in Austin, Don and John with our Movie Night Traffic Light. You can learn more about them at movienighttrafficlight.com. You guys have a wonderful Friday. Thank you so much for being here with us this morning. And we'll check back in with Blake and Brandi in just a little bit. And Brandi, we'll even listen to some new music from your upcoming release. Does that sound great?
Yeah,
that
sounds great.
Okay, so up next, we'll hear from the Goo Goo Dolls. They're here in just 3 minutes. It's the Mountain.
If you crave a delectable...